Welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Mindy Paget of the Lawrence Journal World. This week, we check in with the Lawrence Arts Center Summer Youth Theater, which opens its season this weekend with performances of Disney's 101 Dalmatians. Jennifer Glenn, who's directing the production, tells us more about the show and what to expect for the rest of the summer. After that, we'll preview some of your weekend entertainment options in our Best Bets section. But first, back to those spotted dogs. The story of 101 Dalmatians has become familiar since the release of Disney's 1961 animated film. Dalmatian parents Pongo and Perdita are happily raising their new puppies in the loving home of humans Roger and Anita. But Cruella de Vil has other plans for the couple's canine kids, plans that involve a spotted fur coat.
Cruella de Vil comes in and she does want the puppy. She wants to buy the puppies and she doesn't get to, so of course she's evil. And she steals the puppies with her two henchmen, Horace and Jasper, and they're very silly characters. So they steal the puppies, and only the Dogs of London can save the puppies. So they do what, it's called the Twilight Bark in our production. It's a big musical number where all the dogs bark, and they tell each other what's going on, and the Chihuahuas have seen what has happened. And so the Chihuahuas tell all the other dogs that Cruella has stolen the puppies.
All the Dogs of London band together to rescue the babies from DeVille and her bumbling henchmen, before DeVille's plans to make a diabolical fashion statement come to pass. In the Summer Youth Theater production, adapted specifically for child actors, about 64th through 7th graders get stage time.
We are a no-cut policy, so if you come and you audition, you're in the show. And our auditions are very painless, very non-threatening. The kids come in, they don't have to prepare anything, if the first time they sing, because I usually do the musical, and we do need to have people that are comfortable singing for some of the larger roles, and all they have to sing usually is Happy Birthday or She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain, something like that. They don't have to prepare it. And then the music director, Mary Baker, usually teaches them a song from the show, and we all sing it together. And if they're comfortable singing by themselves, we encourage them to do that.
There are also behind-the-scenes opportunities for children who don't want to appear on stage, including set design, lighting, and sound. But for the actors, the show includes lots of singing and dancing. Glenn says she looks forward to Summer Youth Theater all year.
We do it fast. Everybody wants to be here. Everybody's enthusiastic. We jump in there. We work really, really hard for 2.5 weeks, and we do a show. And almost all the audience walks out going, they did that, and I can't believe kids can do that, and it's them. They want to be doing it, so they work really hard.
Listen to our puppy at the home. That's another word we want to show.
Still, she admits it can be a challenge to manage so many young, enthusiastic actors.
And that's one of the best things about Summer Youth Theater. You meet kids from all over town. You get to be friends with all different kinds of kids. But that's only one part of it. We also are doing a production, and sometimes the social will just bleed into what else is going on. So you have to remind them that as much as we want them to make friends and we want them to get together, sometimes you have to be quiet, you have to listen, and you have to concentrate on the play. Because it is a production. This isn't just process. We come up with a finished production with a paying audience, so it has to be the best we can possibly make it.
"101 Dalmatians" opened last night and continues with performances at 7 p.m. today and 2 p.m. Saturday at the Arts Center. Tickets are $8.50 for adults and $6.50 for students and seniors. Three more SYT shows are on the horizon. High school students will stage Pride and Prejudice June 21st through 24th and the musical My Fair Lady in late July. 4th through 7th graders will put on A Midsummer Night's Dream late next month as well.
Right,
And now for a look at some of the weekend's best bets in arts and entertainment. Lawrence Community Theater continues its run of Thoroughly Modern Millie, a musical featuring a young woman from Salina, Kansas, who moves to New York in the 1920s to make a new life for herself. Shows are at 8 p.m. today and Saturday and 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Lucy's Revenge, Head on Collision, Jets to June, and Cleo will play an 8 p.m. show today at the Granada, and Joanna Connor has a 10 o'clock gig at the Jazz House. Saturday, at the Spencer Museum of Art, a new exhibition opens in the South Balcony Gallery, Claimed, Land Use in Western America, as a selection of photographs, prints, and drawings from the museum's permanent collection that document aspects of westward expansion, emphasizing the notion that we treat nature as a commodity. What Floats Your Boat, an annual benefit for Van Gogh Mobile Arts that includes dinner, music, and an auction, kicks off at 6 p.m. Saturday at Clinton Lake Marina. Archetype, Toby Terrence, and DJ Cyrus join forces at 10 p.m. Saturday at the Replay Lounge. And Sunday at Liberty Hall, contestants in the 5th Annual Wild West Film Fest will screen for judges the short films they put together in 48 hours or less. Shows start at 7 p.m. with awards following. Mossy Rock and James Apollo play 8 p.m. Sunday at the Gaslight, and Volunteers and the Huddlers hit the stage at 10 p.m. at the Replay Lounge. Thanks for joining us for this week's Pulse Podcast. Hope you'll tune in again next Friday. For now, we leave you with sounds from the Summer Youth Theater production of 101 Dalmatians.